A court hearing to determine whether Adnan Syed will get a new trial is expected to conclude today. Syed is serving life in prison for the 1999 murder of his ex-girlfriend, Haemin Lee. His case gained attention last year from the podcast Serial. Questioning of an alibi witness who could be key to Syed's defense continued yesterday. WYPR's Kenneth Burns has more.
Asia Chapman was not as nervous as she had been Wednesday, but when Deputy Attorney General Dhruv Vigna-Raja repeatedly asked how she knew about certain elements of the case, like how Haemin Lee's body was discovered in Leakin Park, and what time of day Syed was arrested, she said she either didn't know or didn't remember until she finally broke down on the stand. But later, Syed's attorney, Justin Brown, showed her two Baltimore Sun articles from 1999 reporting on Lee's death and Syed's arrest. She said it was possible someone at school could have read the articles and talked about them. She also said Syed was mature as he calmly discussed his breakup with Lee when they talked at the Woodlawn Library the day she disappeared. Brown has argued that Syed didn't get a fair trial because his defense team never took Chapman up on her offer to testify that she had been talking with Syed when Lee disappeared. It wasn't until last year when the former Asia McClain came to the public spotlight because she was on the Serial podcast. Kenneth Burns from Courthouse East for 88.1 WYPR.
When the hearing continues today, the testimony will focus on cell phone tower data used in Syed's trial in 2000. Defense attorneys say the data came with a fax cover sheet warning that it only referred to outgoing calls and that information about incoming calls was unreliable. That fax cover sheet was not provided to the jury.